Pull up that crazy horse. It's time to knock the rust off. WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Hey, hey, my, here we are on a Saturday night. The change in the weather is here, Tony. It seems like we've definitely crossed that threshold. You know, summer into not quite autumn yet on the calendar, but outside, yes.
Yeah, there's a teaser. There's a tease out there. And in the summertime, old man summer will jump back in and say, I'm not going anywhere. And that push and shove will go on for a little while longer until autumn takes firm control of the Northeast, right?
And the push and shove, here we are at the rail once again, everybody. My name is Eric Koval.
Hey, Tony Gallucci.
Welcome.
Now, and the rail, now that's an interesting comment there, because what's the rail? The rail is the concert experience, it's this thing. It's a guy like Neil being right up in the front of the lines again, opening that mouth again, that Canadian opinion again, that people don't like.
That's right, but we do like it, and we need the discourse. We saw Neil Young in Washington, D.C. I'm sure Thrasher will get us up to date later in the program.
Sure enough.
But Neil, still not outspoken. He's out there. He's doing it, and he's taking it to the streets. You know, this is a week before Farm Aid, a week from tonight, so we'll have to see what transpires next week on this program. But, yeah, you know, so you got John Mellencamp, who's been an advocate for so long for the farmer. He's been speaking out this week. It's nice. All hands on deck. It's SPAC, Saratoga.
Mm. Yeah, it's the road to Farm Aid. I mean, and it's a great road to Farm Aid when you got a guy like Neil speaking down at the Capitol, and you got Mellencamp doing what he's trying to do. And we know there's others, but unfortunately, the media wants to convince you that nobody's concerned, everybody's okay, it's all fine, leave the driving to us.
Right. So wherever you might be, welcome to Burlington, Vermont tonight as we attempt to honor the very fantastic and lovable career of Neil Young.
It's potent, it's immediate, it's now, it's then, and boy, it crosses a lot of genres, doesn't it?
Yeah, we often say, I think we talk about this quite a bit, music ageless, timeless, and that truly applies to Neil. The old tunes stack up, the new tunes stack up, and we're inspired. So welcome to your Saturday Night Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. This first one, hey man, nothing as clean and clear as autumnal air in the Northeast.
Yeah, and this one makes sense right here.
It really does. This was Neil's environmental plea, multimedia presentation. In fact, I saw this at SPAC, I can't remember, I think 2003. And Greendale made such an impact. It's a tune called Grandpa's Interview. WBKM, Burlington's kind of music. Share your love, and you'll live so long.
Thank you. said Edith as she filled his cup. Nobody will find you here. And Earl is glad you guys showed up. The way things are downtown, you might have to stay for a while. There was a helicopter flying over your house when I talked to your neighbor. They think they are invading our home like that. Grandma and I had to leave so fast, we couldn't even catch the cat. The helicopter scared the shit out of me, and it took off down a trail. Venetian blind. Those people don't have any respect.
time to talk that fast. And it ain't my crime. It ain't an honor to be on TV. And it ain't a duty either. The only good thing about TV, the show's like Leave It to Beaver. Shows with love and affection, like Mommy used to say, a little Mayberry living can go a long way. He took Earl's gun down from the closet and loaded up both barrels, went out on the porch and fired them off, and up walked a woman named Carol. Carol from Early Magazine, I got some questions to ask. Well, you can stick 'em where the sun don't shine, Grandpa said with a gasp. Then he fell face first and let out a sigh. Edith came out in shock. Grandpa was whispering to her from down on the floor. Looked like he was trying to talk. That guy who just keeps singing. Can't somebody shut him up? I don't know for the life of me where he comes up with this stuff.
Thank you.
All right, a little something off that rocky road to rock and roll. Road Rock, Chrissie Hynde, Neil. Great, great band in that thing, huh, man?
Yeah, you had Duck Dunn. You had Duck Dunn on bass. Oh. A lot of friends, you know. Spooner Oldham, of course, in that band as well. His daughter was a backup singer for that tour. A fantastic road rock.
You know, a lot of similarity, you know, between that early time that our buddy Bobby Whitlock talks about, that Delaney and Bonnie, where everybody, Delaney had something that everybody wanted to be a part of, and it was a magnet for the best of the best. And Neil has that same thing. So you get the Stax sound with Duck Dunn. You know, you get all of these quality players that want to hover around this powerful force.
Yeah, I think it's like you want to play tennis with people that are better than you. You know, or soccer, you want to play against a harder team to get better. They recognize there's really an innate genius when you listen to Neil, because he can get as rowdy as ever when he plugs that old black in, but yet then it feels like you're around the fire, like this next set we're coming into. It is as intimate. Some of the material is just genius as far as being able to shift gears, to play different genres, and feel it, man. He's an ultimate feeler.
Yep. And there's not a lot of folks that have the ability to do that. You know, they do great work in their zone, and we love them for it, but they don't get comfortable out of that zone.
Right. Take a band like Boston, right? Like Boston, Brad Delp and the guys in Boston.
Brilliant work.
Awesome first album. Great second album. The issue, the third and fourth album sounded just like the first.
It didn't grow, unfortunately. It is stuck in a time zone. It is stuck in a rock.
You have to continue to grow. It's just like BKM. It's just like a sports team. You know, my buddy, he has an extreme ski team. He says, oh, boy, you know, I got to, if it's not growing, it's not right. You know, he wants more and more kids on this team, and it's the same, you know? Yeah. I mean, music has to evolve.
Yet, unfortunately, there's a lot of demolition in growth. In America, I think, in particular, we tend to not save and add on. We tend to knock it down and build it up again. Neil has not knocked down any of the buildings of his past. He just keeps on building in this beautiful town.
I think he's got an amazing sensibility when it comes to, hey, I just wrote Heart of Gold. This is a hit, my biggest hit, right? And it's middle of the road, you know? So it's now time to steer away from that because... What's he say? It's boring. You know, you don't want to stick with always just with what works commercially. That's not going to fill your soul at the end of the day.
Nope.
Music is a spiritual thing for Neil, and he honors it above everything. You read the book. The muse is his guide.
And that comes and goes. You know, that wanes over time with a lot of people, and you say, boy, they're too bad they lost it, because boy, they used to be so on. And I think it happens when they force the craft of songwriting versus a guy like Willie, who says, I just paddle out in the canoe and I just pick them out of the sky. And I remember this interview with one guy said, where are you getting all these songs from, Willie, out on a canoe trip? And Willie says, oh, there's plenty of songs up there, I just pick one out of the air. You know, there are very few people who have been able to do that over such a long period of time as guys like Neil, guys like Willie. Very few.
And here we are tonight, a Saturday night, honoring the fantastic legacy of Neil Young and all the people surrounding Neil. This one is his intimate on an autumnal kind of feeling night. I mean, here we are in the 50s, you know what I mean? Crystalline kind of evening. And this one feels like you're sitting right next to your best friend, and he's singing it right to you, Tony.
Nice, buddy. From a great album, right? Hawks and Doves.
Oh, my gosh. If you don't have that, and this is the season to have it, the International Harvesters, you know, we're reaping here. It's still the tomatoes coming in like gangbusters.
Oh,
the
boy.
Cantaloupes looking just about ready. The peaches ripe. So wherever you are, a joy for Tony and I to be with you.
Eat a peach, eh?
Yeah.
Eat a peach for peace.
Little Wing off of Hawks and Doves on the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Yeah. the summer turns to fall. Don't you know, some people say the winter is the best time of them all. Winter is the best of all.
You can find
now, straight from the horse's mouth, our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Hey, hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News, and we have lots and lots of very fresh wheat to report this week. It's been an exciting week. Started off with Neil Young in Washington, D.C., up on Capitol Hill at a press conference, the National Farmers Union press conference. And in that press conference that Neil held, along with a few senators and other representatives from the Farmers Union, Neil Young made some big headlines. He had a couple of quotes in his comments that got picked up, and we'll just go ahead and play those for you right now.
We just drove here. Many, many miles, thousands of miles. And halfway here, we went up through South Dakota, we went through farm country, we went up through Montana, through the mountains, and then into the Great Plains of Montana, and across the border into Alberta. And when we got to Alberta, we headed north, and we kept going north and north for a long time until we got to Fort McMurray, Alberta, where all of the oil comes from. Much of the oil that we're using here, which they call ethical oil because it's not from some Saudi Arabia or some country that may be at war with us. The fact is, Fort McMurray looks like Hiroshima. Fort McMurray is a wasteland. The Indians up there and the native peoples are dying. The fuels all over, the fumes everywhere. You can smell it when you get to town. The closest place to Fort McMurray that is doing the tar sands work is 25 or 30 miles out of town, and you can taste it when you get to Fort McMurray. People are sick. People are dying of cancer because of this. All of the First Nations peoples up there are threatened by this. Their food supply is wasted. Their treaties are no good. They have the right to live on the land like they always did, but there's no land left that they can live on. All the animals are dying. This is truly a disaster, and America is supporting this. It's very unfortunate that this is where we get the majority of our fuel from. On the other hand, if you look at ethanol and ethanol production in the United States, and if ethanol was like a different country, and all the ethanol came from a different country that we make here, we would be the number two supplier of energy, of fuel to the United States of America, the ethanol industry.
So there you have it. At the press conference, Neil's comments about comparing the town in Alberta, Fort McMurray, to Hiroshima really went viral as far as these things go. And we were up there, and it was wasn't a big scene at the time, but the comment was picked up pretty much across Alberta, and if you were on the environmental side, it was praised what Neil Young had to say about the tar sands. And if you were certainly up there in the Fort McMurray area, the comments did not sit well. There were a lot of reaction to it that we covered over on the blog, and even went so far as a radio station, a local radio station up in Fort McMurray, ended up banning Neil Young's music. So pretty extreme reaction on both sides of this, and there are certainly probably be more to be heard on all this. Neil was filming a documentary up in Canada when he made those observations. So hopefully we'll see that someday. He was traveling out there with Linkvolt. Linkvolt was supposed to be at the press conference, but Linkvolt was a no-show. So Linkvolt was in the neighborhood, but apparently couldn't quite get to the press conference. Moving along here, the other big news that came out this week on the Neil Young front was actually at a Peggy Young concert. So Peggy Young has been out touring with her band, The Survivors, and they were up in Boston, Massachusetts, or a suburb thereof, Somerville. And during the set, Neil Young performed a new song. We have, we thought the title of this was Further Down the Road, but it's always good to check Sugar Mountain, see what they're calling it, and we'll check that. Okay, so Sugar Mountain is calling this Drive My Car. So either way, it's a pretty rocking little song, and you might want to check that out. We've got a YouTube of that posted on the blog, so check that out. So otherwise, we'll just wrap up. Next weekend is Farm Aid, and so that's always a big time, and probably have some news coming out of that, of course, and maybe leading up into it. So everybody out there who's going to Farm Aid, have yourself a good time, and keep on rocking in the free world.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, Saturday night. Great to be with you, Thrasher. Thank you so much. Always nice to be able to have a site to go to for definitive Neil Young news. You know, Neil's in Washington. Mm. Well, it's on the site, man.
Absolutely. And the power of even something like a blog, Thrasher's Wheat blog, finely tuned about this topic area that maybe many people are not interested in or know nothing about. It is a gateway in this information world to get that story about what Neil said about the tar sands, about Alberta, about what's going on up there. It's a way to get that story out.
Yeah, otherwise you don't hear about it.
No,
you know,
man.
The press is inundated with stories, but when you have a guy like Neil that travels there himself to see what's been going on.
Right, right.
And he comes back, he gets listened to. You know, and I'm surprised we didn't see more activity in the press with Neil like that speaking out. You know, we saw it on Thrasher's Wheat. Yes, indeed.
We'll see.
But
the
what
nonsense.
Happened about it in the Times? What happened to the Globe?
No, they won't stand up. The only thing they'll stand up and show us is the negative reaction. You know, thousands of protesters showed up to burn their flannel in Alberta in demonstration of Neil Young's comment about Hiroshima. You know, that they'd love. That they'll put right on the TV.
Shock and awe, right?
Shock, awe, and what I was humming as I was in D.C. this week? The song would not leave my head. Lies, lies, tell me sweet little lies, tell me lies. Because the whole thing is like, it's all, come on, people. You're not all that good, and they're not all that bad.
That's the issue. You know, to find the humanity and the connection. Why spend your time thinking of ways that we're different? You know, culturally, yes, those differences have to be celebrated. We have to hold our identities.
That's beautiful.
You know what I mean? But all too often, we see the dissecting and the coming apart of people and focusing on these differences. No, we all have to eat. No, we
Absolutely.
All want that hug. We want that smile to begin the day.
We all
want to
put our kids in the bed and know that the bed's not going to blow up tonight from a missile, from some nut job.
And that goes for the Syrian people,
of
you know,
course,
and that
man.
Goes for the Turkish people, and it goes for everyone.
You know, you remember that song Sting did many years ago, you know, I hope the Russians love their children too. Well, they do.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Absolutely.
Despite the nut jobs that want to push the button right now, along with our nut jobs that want to fight it right back, people just want to raise their kids, live in peace, make a living, put away a little something for later so that they can give it to their kids when they're done. And have rewarding, fulfilling lives.
It's complex out there. It really is. However, if you talk about it like that, it rings in a simple manner. It rings in my head as, hey, let's strip all this complexity away.
Oh, yeah.
No more guns and no more. No, let's get down to the, what do we need as people to get along? We don't need much. We don't need 98% of the material crap that's out there.
No, we don't. We don't.
You know, maybe we should play Piece of Crap.
We could play that one. Maybe we should play Pounder. We really, I mean,
We're coming off a gorgeous day here in Burlington, Vermont. Lots of people in town, of course. Grace Potter and the Grand Point North Festival are here. A lot of musicians.
Yeah, right down on the waterfront tonight. So good night if you folks are in town and out and about looking for something good to do. But we got one more tune.
Yeah, right, Gracie's been known to do some Neil. She did Cortez with Satriani, man. Maybe we'll do that one next week.
Maybe we'll pull that one out. Satriani, a winner there. Can't lose on that guy.
A young Grace Potter, you know, doing Cortez. Oh, yeah.
An honor to do music.
Well,
like
hey,
that.
Thanks, everybody. I hope you can continue to tune in as we really craft these Saturday nights. Hey, Tony?
Absolutely. And Farm Aid next week. So we won't be here, but we'll bring back a whole package of goodies for you folks.
Ow! Oh, I love it, man. Hey, have a great one, everybody. Stay tuned for some Pink Floyd, an hour of amazingly engaging Floyd for you. Craig Bailey, Floydian Slip next.
Yeah, you know it. Cowgirl, take us home.